This is an Aero News Touch and Go for October 28, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. There's been a sudden break in the stalemate between Boeing and the International Association of Machinists. Arthur Rosenfeld, director of the U.S. Federal Mediation and Conciliation Service, announced late yesterday negotiators have reached a tentative agreement during talks overseen by federal mediators in the nation's capital. Details have not yet been released, but Boeing Commercial Airplanes CEO Scott Carson did issue a statement which made a vague reference to the major sticking point, outsourcing. Quote, "This is an outstanding offer that rewards employees for their contributions to our success while preserving our ability to compete," unquote. The company adds that the offer includes general wage increases every year, increases pension benefits, and freezes the employee contribution to healthcare premiums. The union is recommending its 27,000 striking workers approve the contract. Check back frequently for updates at aero-news.net. A group of prominent flight instructors, upset with a political fight within the National Association of Flight Instructors, now has a name and a website. Take Back Our National Association of Flight Instructors Committee, or TBO-NAFI, counts a number of master instructors in several regional and national flight instructors of the year among its 30-plus members. The group is outraged over the planned dismissal of board members Joanne and Sandy Hill, who are credited with the creation and nurturing of the NAFI Master Instructor Program. EAA President Tom Poberesny told both sides last week, quote, "Whether it's reality or perception, the fact is that a strong negative feeling exists, and the board must address it with actions that will serve NAFI both short and long term. Action must turn a negative into a positive," unquote. We'll have TBO NAFI founder, master instructor, and 2006 National CFI of the Year Rich Stoll as my guest on today's Aero News special feature. And you can now follow the story direct from the source at www.tbo-nafi.org. NASA's Constellation program, which is a collection of technologies intended to replace the U.S. space shuttle as America's primary way into space, is up against a number of serious technical challenges. The Ares 1 rocket in particular has acknowledged problems with adequate lift capability and vibration. Now, the Orlando Sentinel is citing anonymous sources in reporting that a tendency by the solid fuel rocket to drift laterally immediately after ignition poses a risk of damage to or even a collision with the launch tower. NASA says it can address the latest problem by repositioning and redesigning the launch pad, but some internal sources say the real problem will be hitting timetables and budget benchmarks set for the Constellation program. On Saturday, Airbus celebrated the first anniversary of the A380 Super Jumbo's entry into service. That first A380 was delivered to Singapore Airlines on October 15, 2007. The aircraft entered service 10 days later, with a special charity flight between Singapore and Sydney. Since then, Airbus has delivered A380s to Emirates and Qantas. A total of 9 aircraft have been delivered so far, 6 in operation with Singapore Airlines, 1 with Qantas, and 2 with Emirates. To date, more than 700,000 passengers have flown on the world's first full double-deck aircraft, which is now connecting 4 continents and flying on 7 major international routes. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. NTSB says neither pilot in a crashed Lancer was instrument rated. Officials want to know why clothing was seen falling from another plane just before it crashed. And Southwest pilots re-elect their union president. Also check out the ANN special feature. Today my guest is Robert Buckman, whose job it is to predict the future of the airline industry. He'll explain why he believes customers will one day view unbundling as a positive. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.